hour. Before we do so, though, I do want to bring on the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, and Captain Brian Andrews with the Sheriff's Office is joining us over the phone today. Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Duke, how you doing?
Doing okay. Appreciate your time. I just wanted to have you on to talk about what happened in Opal yesterday, last night and overnight, to kind of some excitement that small towns of like Opal usually don't get. But maybe just walk us through what happened last night when the request to stay indoors was made.
Yeah, so last night we got a call from the Highway Patrol about 10:30 last night that they had a vehicle come from Sweetwater, Rock Springs area, possibly coming into Lincoln County. Once they notified us that they were indeed coming into Lincoln County, they requested our assistance to help in trying to shut down the pursuit they were in. Once they got into Lincoln County, they, like I said, they asked one of our deputies to spike a vehicle that was coming into the county. Once that happened, they did spike the vehicle all around mile marker 72 on 30. After that happened, the car kind of went in a different direction. The guy did flee the vehicle after the car came to a stop. So that kind of went on for a little while. Other resources were called in from Sublet, and Highway Patrol called some other people in. Drones were used, and a search was conducted for this individual for several hours. After, you know, the guy fled, they did use our code red system for Lincoln County and kind of notified residents that, you know, this situation was going on. It was one of the things that just take precautions, keep everybody indoors, not to alarm anybody, but just, you know, just for safety purposes, we sent out a code red for everybody in the county, in that area. They searched for several hours and never did find the guy, so we believe that he has left the area. And so that's kind of where we're at right now with the case right now.
Wow. So he's still out there and still being looked for. As far as the identification of this person, are you asking the public to kind of be on the lookout for someone in any description, I guess?
Well, it's really a Highway Patrol Rock Springs case is from what we're gathering at this point. We was just called to assist, so I don't really have any information on who the suspect is, or we believe the guy's out of Salt Lake, but that's just kind of what information I've gathered this morning as I've looked over the case. But this is a Highway Patrol case slash Rock Spring case, I think is where it originated at. So we're kind of just an assisting agency, and we really don't have much detail as far as how it all started.
Okay, so as far as you know now, there's no threat to the public at this point.
Yes, that's correct. We believe he's left the area, either catching a ride or walking or whatever he's at, but they spent a good probably 4 or 5 hours with drones using night vision trying to locate this individual and have not been able to at this point.
All right, Lincoln County Captain with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, Brian Andrews, this morning. Brian, this is just another good reminder for residents to get signed up for that Code Red alert system, because this is a great way for that information to be sent out to people. Tell us how that works.
So, yeah, that's correct. This is a great way. So if we do have emergencies, it could be anything from, you know, shelter in place to, you know, for we've used it for, you know, contaminated water and different things like that. So, you know, the best way is to get on the county website, go to the code web, code red place, and sign up, because what that does is if we have something that needs to be given out to the public, we can put that information. We kind of like draw a circle around the area we want to contact, send you a phone message of what's going on, and it's a great tool to use for getting information out to people and for a lot of people at once.
Captain Brian Andrews, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Captain, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate your time.